What's happening, guys? Welcome back. This is going to be an Andre Arlovski appreciation video. He lost tonight at UFC Fight Night in Kalaya versus Walker 2. He lost via decision to Waldo Cortez Acosta, updating his mixed martial arts record to 34 wins, 23 losses, 17 wins by knockout, 12 losses by knockout, 3 wins via submission, 3 losses via submission, 14 wins via decision, and 8 losses via decision. 2-0 contests. So currently, Andre Arlovski is on a 3-fight losing skid, but before that, he was on a 4-fight win streak. Let me break some things down to you guys to emphasize how much of a legend Andre Arlovski is. He's still competing at 44 years old in the UFC, in the best organization in the world. His professional mixed martial arts debut was in 1999. Guys, it's 2024. Think about that for a second. This man's been fighting professionally since 1999. So some of Arlovski's accomplishments: former UFC heavyweight champ, one title defense. He was the interim UFC heavyweight champ, also defended that once. Tied with Donald Cowboy Cerrone for second most wins in UFC history with 23. He holds the record for most wins in heavyweight history, 23. Second most bouts in UFC history, 41. Most bouts in UFC heavyweight history, 41. Most total fight time in UFC heavyweight history with 6 hours, 34 minutes, 58 seconds. And he has a bunch of other records. Some accolades outside of mixed martial arts: he was the European Youth Sambo Champion. He placed second in the World Cup in Sambo. And the World Sambo Championship, second place. Now, personal thoughts about Andre Arlovski. I follow this man's career from the beginning when he first entered the UFC. Seen it all. Seen all the ups and downs. Seen his highs and lows. I remember when guys thought he was done a long time ago, multiple times throughout his career, people were saying like, oh, he has no chin, he's done now. And Andre Arlovski made the adjustments, corrected the issue by upping his defense and strategy and style. And in some fights, just flat out showed he still has a chin, like in the Bigfoot Silva fight. I remember that fight in specific, people were like, oh, okay, Andre still has a chin. He was one of the first fighters for me that left me in awe. He truly was well-rounded, even way back in the day. He had great striking, super fast, explosive, technical, great hands, threw in low kicks, front push kicks. With his Sambo background, he had the ability to go for leg locks and just general solid grappling ability. Super tough. He was a big heavyweight as far as like his frame, 6'4", and physically like an Adonis. Andre Arlovski back in the day was like bodied up. The dude looked like a superhero. He had the long hair with the hair on his body. He looked like a werewolf. That whole theme was going on. He had the mouthpiece with the fangs. Andre Arlovski at one point was a superstar. People loved to see him compete. It was a big deal. I remember his feud with Tim Sylvia. The lead up, the trash talk, the press conferences, the drama behind the scenes with girlfriends, the way their fights went down. Entertaining and epic. I met Andre Arlovski way back in the day. He was actually still the UFC champ, and I got a picture with him with the belt. And I remember there were a lot of people wanting to take pictures with him. His English wasn't the best back then, but like with the tough demeanor and exterior he has that people see, I gotta say, when I met him, super nice and humble. We couldn't really communicate like that, but his whole energy and vibe was very inviting, very, very cool with the fans. So wrapping up, guys, I just want to say that Andre Arlovski is a legend. He should be admired and revered. He's a pioneer of the sport. Yeah, he didn't compete in the UFC back when like Hoist, Ken Shamrock, Dan Severn, Don Fry did. There's different levels of pioneer, but Andre has been competing for a long time and way back in the day, pretty close to that era. That's a pioneer, guys. And he broke ground as far as like his ability, his well-roundedness. He was that new breed of heavyweight. And it's crazy because for the most part, he maintained the same skill set for the most part. And he's been successful all this time with his well-rounded ability from back then that carried him to today. I mean, the guy was way ahead of his time. True warrior. And like I said, he should always be remembered, respected, and beloved. Not quite sure how long he's going to keep competing. But I want to say thank you, Andre, for the amazing fights, for the entertainment, for the inspiration. You are the man, sir. Respect to the pit bull. I'm not sure if he's in the Hall of Fame yet, but he should be. He is a flat-out shoe-in. But guys, let me know in the comment section, drop your thoughts on Andre Arlovsky. Tell me about his career. Tell me about your favorite fights. What are your thoughts on this legend? Thanks so much for listening or watching. Hope you guys enjoyed it, and I'll catch you all on the next one. Until then, take care, my friends.